RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Environment and Forestry Minister invite people to manage social forestry with maximum effort. The People's Consultative Assembly MPR says, to be the developed country, Indonesia should completing three important agendas. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, invited the community to support the social forestry program in Pemalang, Central Java. In the national dialogue, Sukses Indonesiaku at Balai Gandrung Pemalang on Saturday, Minister Siti Nurbaya called people not afraid to manage forest land provided by the government. The forest management is urgently needed to generate economic value for the community. Therefore, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry needs community cooperation. On the sidelines of the event, the minister distributed three seedlings of guava crystal. The minister hoped there is greening by planting guava seeds while the harvest can also be exported. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, Zulkifli Hasan said that Indonesia could be the developed country and compete with other developed countries in the world if it complete three main national agendas. Zulkifli Hasan asserted when socializing four pillars of Indonesia before hundreds of members of Indonesian Muslim Scholars Association at the People's Consultative Assembly building in Jakarta Saturday. He added that the three main agendas are pursuing and elects in various sectors, improving economy, and maintaining unity in diversity. Attending at the event, Chairman of Indonesian Muslim Scholars Association, Jimli Asidiki, Head of Tebu Ireng Islamic Boarding School, Salahuddin Wahid, as well as delegation of associations across Indonesia. Zulkifli Hasan pointed out that Pancasila is the country's ideology that has national values which is in line with all religious teaching in Indonesia. Indonesian Military TNI Commander General TNI Gatot Nurmantio officially opened the 5th National Karate Championships of Indonesian Military Commander Medals 2017 at Ahmad Yani Sports Center, the military headquarters in Cilangkap, Jakarta on Friday, September 22nd. Indonesian Military Headquarters is in collaboration with Indonesian Karate Do Federation, hold the championships since September 22 until 24, 2017, with category of TNI, which is participated in by 730 participants, and general category participated by 643 athletes. General TNI Gatot Nurmantio on his welcoming speech asked all participants to make this event become an important momentum to have best performance in the international events.
Sasaran terdepan karate pada saat ini adalah Olimpiade di Tokyo.
The main target of karate is Olympiad in Tokyo, Japan. while the closer target is Asian Games 2018 in Indonesia. I believe with the rising spirit of our knights, Indonesian karate can dominate the prestigious events. Therefore, all athletes must conduct hard exercise, discipline, and fighting spirit. The champion usually comes from extraordinary practice beyond the existing norm. Moreover, General Gatot Nurmantio said, the National Karate Championships has its main target to reach gold medals in the International Karate Championship. Gatot Nurmantio explained, the target can only be achieved by togetherness and by getting rid of institutional and regional ego. He further said, both main board, central and provincial board, as well as athletes and all involved parties must unify in order Indonesian athletes will show their best achievements in the international events. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. All international cyclists to cover a distance up to 533 kilometers at the International Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen 2017 that will be held on September 27 to 30, 2017. The local committee of the event, Wawan Yatmadi, in Banyuwangi on Saturday, September 23, said that the event will be participated in by 29 countries and divided into four stages with different racing characters and more challenging than the events of the previous years.
Untuk tahun ini, panjang adalah 533.
For this year, the distance is up to 533 kilometers and we will do our best. There are flat track, down track, and climbing track. These tracks will be a special challenge for 20 teams of 29 countries that are confirmed to join and live in this event. The 29 countries which will participate in the International Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen 2017 are among others Indonesia, Spain, Italy, Australia, Thailand, Singapore, Korea, China, and Laos. Wawan added that this event has been registered in Union Cycliste International with Category 2.2. The event will present the route passing through rice plantation and climbing track that quite challenging, as well as the icon of International Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen, namely Ijen Mountain Slope. The Bank Indonesia or BI Board of Governors meeting from September 20 to 22, 2017 decided to lower the BI 7-day reverse repo rate by 25 basis points or BPS from 4.5% to 4.25%. Last month, the Indonesian Central Bank also lowered its reference rate by 25 BPS. The decline in the benchmark interest rate was followed by a 25 BPS cut of the deposit facility rate to 3.5% and a 25 BPS reduction in lending facility to 5% effective from September 25, 2017. The head of the Economic Policy Department and Monetary of BI, Dodi Budi Waluyo, noted during a press conference in Jakarta on Friday night that the decline in the benchmark rate is consistent with the low realization and forecast for inflation in 2017 and inflation forecast for 2018 and 2019. Dodi remarked that external risk, especially those related to the Fed funds rate policy plan and the normalization of the U.S. central bank balance sheet, have also been taken into account. He also revealed that the policy interest rate cut is expected to support improvements in banking intermediation and ongoing domestic economic recovery. The last item. President of the National Paralympic Committee of Indonesia, Seni Marbun, said the title of general champion to Indonesia in the North ASEAN Para Games, Malaysia, is in line with the prediction. Seni also said in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Saturday, it was because previously the National Paralympic Committee has done mapping of the strengths and weaknesses of opponents that will be faced by Indonesian athletes in the event. In addition, the government through the Ministry of Youth and Sport also provided maximum support both in terms of preparation time to equipments. Seni Marbun moreover said that the highest achievement reached by Indonesian athletes in the Southeast Asia shows that Indonesia is a big country that has excellence in the field of sport. Another important aspect of Indonesia's success in the 9th ASEAN Para Games shows that athletes with disabilities can bring the name of the nation and country. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Environment and Forestry Minister invite people to manage social forestry with maximum effort. The People's Consultative Assembly MPR says to be the developed country, Indonesia should completing 3 important agendas. That was the news. Hello listener, welcome back to our weekly segment of news from across the country. The segment which present interesting information from various regions in a week. In today's edition, we'll get to know the various types of Islamic New Year celebration, 1 Muharram, 1439 Hijri. The first story comes from Surabaya, East Java. Thousands of Muslims attended the Surabaya Berselawat ceremony to welcome the Islamic New Year, 1 Muharram, 1439 Hijri, held in front of East Java Governor's Office, Jalan Pahlawan, Surabaya on Wednesday night. The committee of Surabaya Berselawat, Ahmad bin Muhammad Al-Jufri, said this event has been held regularly on every night of 1 Muharram since 5 years ago. He said since the first time this activity was held, those who attended the event directly form a strong network so that every year the event get more increased participants. Ahmad said the activities of Surabaya Berselawat, which has been held 5 times, took place in Tugu Pahlawan Surabaya area. This activity has become the national agenda for the Islamic New Year's Eve. Starting the Islamic New Year with salawat or a religious activity, he hoped all Muslims and individuals should be better than the previous year. On the sidelines of the evening activities, fundraising from pilgrims or attendants was also conducted to help persecuted Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. Next story comes from Ambarawa, Sentu Java. Thousands of Catholics attended the New Year's Mass greeting in the Javanese calendar, or Night of Suro, at the site of Maria Kerab Cave, Ambarawa, Semarang Regency, led by Archbishop Monsignor Robertus Rubiatmoko. In a mass accompanied by religious songs with karawitan music in Semarang on Wednesday, September 20, until before midnight, Archbishop Monsignor Ruby was accompanied by a number of priests, Father Robertus Sabtaka, PR, Father Ignatius Aunia Dewanto, SJ, and Father Ignatius Triatmoko, MSF. The evening ceremony of 1 Suro 1951, or increased calendar, coincides with September 21, 2017, held by Komunitas Doa Kami Semarang in collaboration with the Maria Kerab Cave, Ambarawa, entitled Through Javanese Culture, Building a Civilization of Love. In his sermon, Archbishop Monsignor Robertus Rubiatmoko said that New Year is synonymous with a new spirit of people to begin in a new and better life. After the celebration, the people enjoy the typical menu of the Night of Suro, known as Bubur Suro. The last story comes from West Pasaman Regency, West Sumatra. The celebration of Islamic New Year, 1 Muharram 1439 Hijriah, in West Pasaman District, West Sumatra, lively with various Islamic contests. The activity is centered in Ranah Batahan Sub-District, which started from September 19 to 26, 2017. region of Pasaman Barat, Shahiran, said during the event of Muharram Week 2017, there are held competitions in the field of religious and Islamic art, such as Muslim fashion, Qasidah competition, da'wah, reading short verses, reciting prayers, translations of the Quran, and others. The competition is held between Jorong or Sub-District Islamic Schools, or TPA-MDA, and agencies in West Pasaman. The Muharram Week began to be held since 2005 and becomes an annual event in the region. That was the news from across the country.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is a radio service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which bring back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with September 24, 1960, the first National Farmers' Day. The National Farmers' Day is celebrated every September 24th, especially by farmers throughout Indonesia. It is a reminder that on that date in 1960, President of the Republic of Indonesia Sukarno established Law No. 5 of 1960 on the basic regulations of agrarian principles. Turn to 24 September 1973, Guinea-Bissau independence. The Republic of Guinea-Bissau is a country located in West Africa. Guinea-Bissau was once part of the Kingdom of Kabu, which was part of the Mali Empire. Part of this kingdom survived until the 18th century, while some other parts were part of the Portuguese Empire. After independence declared on September 24, 1973 and recognized on 10 September 1974, the name of its capital, Bissau, was added to the name of the state to avoid confusion with Guinea. Guinea-Bissau has a history of political instability since reaching its independence, and no elected president has succeeded in completing his post for 5 full years. Let's end with September 24, 1991, Dr. Seuss dies. Theodore Seuss Geisel, better known by his pen name Seuss, is an American author and cartoonist best known for his children's books, especially The Cat in the Hat. The name Geisel Library at the University of California, San Diego is derived from his real name. The library stores various original works of Seuss from drawing to notes. That was Today in History from Area World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is Area World Service Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight of the Week, which this time is on early childhood education. Our PAUD has a very important position to determine the future of the country. President Joko Widodo reminded that the key to children's development, intelligence, and characters are at the golden age of 1 to 12 years. Therefore, President Joko Widodo said that teachers of early childhood education, or PAUD in Bahasa, have a very important position to determine the future of the state, because in PAUD, the children are educated. Intelligence is indispensable, but if it is not balanced with good manners and good character's value, there is no point. Speaking at the closing of Grand Training for Early Childhood Education or PAUD teachers in Jakarta Wednesday, 20 September afternoon, President Joko Widodo, who was accompanied by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo, asserted that the process for building mentality and strengthening character education will continue to be done by the government. Therefore, 2 weeks ago, he had issued a presidential regulation on character education. It is expected that later, this can be the basis of funding allocation for PAUD teachers not only in 19 cities but in 516 cities and districts in Indonesia. In another part of his speech, the head of state requested that children be given appropriate materials in their training. He reminded on the global competition in human resources because the border between countries has been opened, there is no limit. Outsiders can easily enter and Indonesians can also go to other countries to compete. To win the competition, continued President Joko Widodo, is not only the problem of intelligence, but it takes a superior character, superior individuals who are resilient and unyielding. Related to independence, discipline, and responsibility, President asserted children should be trained from an early age because the age of 1 to 12 years is very decisive. Who fails in there will determine the behavior, temperament, and character of the children after they grow up. The president emphasized those are related to honesty, trust, and wisdom, which are the necessary characters. It is not desirable that children of Indonesia grow up smart but have no characters. It's hard to control this country while managing people with improper characters. He said it is a great duty of all parents to prepare the nation cadres in the future. The president added that PAUD teachers are there to educate children to have generous, helpful, cooperative characters who can work together to build this nation. Previously, Head of Early Childhood Education or PAUD and Community Education Department, Jakarta Education Department Ferry Safarudin said that the implementation of the grand training was conducted for 3 days from 18 to 20 September 2017 and followed by 288 PAUD teachers in Jakarta. Ferry Safarudin said that the purpose of this activity is to improve knowledge and skills because there are practices about character education, building children's creativity, building akhlak and character. That was Spotlight of the Week.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar invited the community to support social forestry program in Pemalang, Central Java. In the national dialogue, Sukses Indonesiaku at Balik Gandrung, Pemalang Saturday, Minister Siti Nurbaya asked people not afraid to manage forest land provided by the government. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR Zulkifli Hasan said that Indonesia could be the developed country and compete with other developed countries in the world if it complete 3 main national agendas. Indonesian Military TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantio officially opened the 5th National Karate Championships of Indonesian Military Commander Medals 2017 at Ahmad Yani Sports Center, the military headquarters in Cilangkap, Jakarta, on Friday, September 22. All international cyclists to cover a distance up to 533 kilometers at International Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen 2017 that will be held on September 27 2017. The Bank Indonesia Board of Governors meeting from September 20 to 22, 2017 decided to lower the BI7-day reverse repo rate by 25 basis points, or BPS, from 4.5% to 4.25%. President of the National Paralympic Committee of Indonesia, Seni Marbun, said the title of general champion to Indonesia in the next ASEAN Para Games Malaysia is in line with the prediction. Seni also said in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, it was because previously the National Paralympic Committee has done mapping of the strengths and weaknesses of opponents that will be faced by Indonesian athletes in the event. Listener, that was news in brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is a radio service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program which will introduce you to Indonesian places of interest, culture and tradition, and cuisine. Today I will take you to travel to Karimun Jawa, Central Java, to enjoy the beauty of Joko Tuwo Hill. So stay tuned in to a radio service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Karimun Jawa, located in Central Java Province, has a special place which is a hill with beautiful scenery called Bukit Joko Tuwo. From the top of this hill, you can see the square of the city center. The location of Bukit Joko Tuwo is about 3 km from the city center, or can be reached in about 15 minutes drive. The name Joko Tuwo Hill itself comes from a well skeleton that is more than 12 meters long located near the hill. People in Karimun Jawa prefer to call the well skeleton Joko Tuwo, so the hill is then called Bukit Joko Tuwo or Joko Tuwo Hill. When you look at the well skeleton, you might doubt whether it is genuine or just a man-made one, but the well skeleton is guaranteed genuine because it has been through some tests. Joko Tuwo Hills, which has a sloping track with shady trees and cool air, is a nice spot for hiking in the afternoon. You need to go through a steep route to reach the hill, but once you are there, you will be amazed at the beauty of Karimun Jawa Islands, such as Minjangan Island with its big trees and passing boats through the islands. From the top of Joko Tuwo Hill, in addition to the beautiful scenery around it, you can also enjoy the wonderful sunset. While waiting for the sunset, you can take a walk around the hill or sit in the gazebos already provided. The fee to enter Joko Tuwo Hill area is only 10,000 rupiah. To get to Bukit Joko Tuwo, you can use various vehicles such as cars, motorcycles or bicycles, or you can also walk if you want. Thank you. have the opportunity to visit Central Java, to be exact Jepara town, take time to visit Karimun Java Island nearby, and of course Bukit Joko Tua or Joko Tua Hills. That's the end of Indonesian Wonder for today edition. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. This is Area Work Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, welcome back to our daily segment Miscellany over at RRI Web Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's Miscellany, we will present a topic about Indonesia is ready to return national coconut glory. Indonesia is the world's biggest coconut producer with 3.88 hectares of plantation. Coconut grows across Indonesia because Indonesia has tropical climate which is suitable for this plant. There are lots of industrial products derived from coconut such as cocoa chemical, cocoa fiber, cooking oil, desiccated coconut, nata de coco, active charcoal, and many more. However, coconut production in Indonesia has been decreasing since last year. The Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture through Directorate General of Plantation is ready to return national coconut glory that has once become Indonesia's flagship commodity. Director General of Plantation of the Ministry of Agriculture Bambang in the national discussion team Mengembalikan Kejayaan Kelapa Indonesia some time ago in Jakarta said that coconut production and productivity in Indonesia are not yet optimal. Productivity of coconut plantation is only about 1 ton per hectare in a year. The potential can be improved to 2 to 3 times. Therefore, the Indonesian government will implement 3 acceleration steps in order to develop coconut, namely intensification, rejuvenation, and extensification. According to Bambang, lots of problems hamper the developing of national coconut, such as 98.97% of coconut plantation is smallholding, managed by monoculture system, limited owned plantation. The plantations are not yet optimally exploited and lack of advanced technology. In addition, the lack of coconut production is also largely due to the limited or unavailability of certified seeds in the coconut development area. To solve the seed problem, the Ministry of Agriculture will build mother plantations or KI in the coconut center area as a source of seed of superior varieties. Wow. Meanwhile, to increase production, the ministry will develop coconut area in cocoa plantation area of 1.7 million hectares, which function as shade or joint land use. Bambang said if 500 hectares of cocoa plants are used as coconut shelter, then there will be an additional area of coconut that is quite significant without opening new land. Coffee plantations can also be used as shade of coconut trees. Bambang stated that there are about 1.3 million hectares of coffee plantations that mostly have not been shaded, such as in North Sumatra, Lampung, and other coffee centers in Indonesia. Bambang pointed out that if 1 hectare of coffee plantation is planted with 50 coconut trees, then the additional coconut population will increase significantly to replace the decline that has been happening. Director General of Plantation of the Ministry of Agriculture is still optimistic that national coconut production can be improved through the program of rejuvenation, intensification, and extensification of coconut plants. According to him, if all these strategies are implemented, the target of achieving 5 million hectares of national coconut plantation can be realized in the near future. Listener, it was Miss Lenny for today. We will meet you again tomorrow with another interesting topic. See you again. Goodbye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by M. Abdul Razak in Bangladesh. Hello, Abdul Razak. Thank you very much for your email, but we are really sorry because we cannot fulfill your request yet. Please do not be disappointed. Hopefully, you still keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
In the middle of a winter night, I make coffee and I sit down. Pour me room, but I feel chill inside. I keep dreaming, but I don't know. Walk down the steps, look at the window, the shadows appear. Try not to look for it, doesn't feel real. I'm lonely inside, but I know I'll be moving on. Universe speak, help me get through it. I cannot compete, my inner voice singing no, 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 no. Remember on the day we went to watch the stars. Back then in June when things were better by far. Upon the window I see clear skies.
Sun is out and shining, oh so bright. How I wish that it was real. Don't the steps, look at the window, the shadows appear. I try not to look for it, tries to feel real. I'm only inside, but I don't know. I've been moving on. Universe speak, help me get through it. I cannot compete, my universe singing. No, 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 no. Remember on the day we went to watch the stars. Big then in human things were better by far.
Now we will replay a letter from Jose Amador in Argentina. Thank you very much for your email. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program. In his email, Jose Amador said that he sent his reception report of the 22nd of April 2017, waiting for the confirmation of the SIM and the reception of the KSL card. Hello Jose Amador, we have delivered your request to related section. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. Well, Jose Amador, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Bola matamu memancarkan harum tubuhmu, mengalirkan getaran membuatku terpaku. Unik senyummu dihiasi lesung pipimu, menambahkan asmara saat ku menatapmu. Banyak pesan tak memberi kesan, kau bukanlah yang aku dambakan. Namun hati berkata bukan, kau selalu datang di mimpiku setiap minggu. Aku tak peduli setiap waktu, siapapun dirimu itu mewarnai hidupku. Terpesona pandanganmu, kamu. Kehadiranmu secara sinar mentari, namun sulit untuk dihindari.
Two.
Once and firstly, leave it behind. Let's only go.
Cause we're only human, don't give up and let them see.
Still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Dieter Leupold in Germany. In his email, Mr. Dieter Leupold said that he tried to open the internet site or the homepage of the German editorial team by The Voice Indonesia. All the 7 language services can be accessed without problem, only the German editorial office does not open as in the appendix below. Hello Dieter Leupold, thank you for your information. This information is very important to us. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. We will deliver your information to our technical division. Hopefully this problem will not happen again. Thank you. So Mr. Dieter Leupold, please keep listening to our broadcast and send your reception report. For you listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
kencangnya berlari.
Seperti
before we end our listeners' mailbag, we want to replay an email from Sivendu Paul in India. He was listening to a broadcast in English program through frequency of 9525 kHz on May 6, 2017, and the simple was 44444. In his email, Sivendu Paul said that he loves our programs such as news and current affairs program. He is interested in culture, history, and lifestyle of Indonesian people, historical places, tourist attraction, and destination of Indonesia. Hello, Sivendu Paul. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We also thank you for your compliment. We hope you, your club members, and school students will be able to listen to our broadcast regularly. And please do not forget to send your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please do not hesitate to send us your letter to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Seperti mimpi yang tak pernah kuharap. seperti yang ku mau memulai bersama hingga maut memisahkan kita. Tak akan pernah hilang janji-janji kita. Tiada kata akhir untuk pintu harapan ini. Tak ku lepas semua mimpi indah kita, walau itu semua pudar bagai debu yang tersebar. Hanya dia merasa
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box
1157 Jakarta 10011 Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.